Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Y'all know when you've worked to jerk a guy off near the end, and he says, and his body keeps constricting, he's like, I'm going to come.
Wow.
I'm going to come.
Wow.
And you work him a little harder.
Wow.
And you're like, this is going to, I can go to sleep in about 15 minutes. He'll be out the door. And then I can call my next one. And then all of a sudden his body relaxes and go, yeah, I may not be able to come tonight. Maybe a week. And then the finale has another fucking part. And I just scream inside my soul. It's like being out of the gulag and they go, nope, you got another week.
This is a family show.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love.
Really?
No, it's not. It has never been a family show. You're turning me down.
I am. You're a little hot. Y'all.
You know what? No, I am hot because it's fucking hot here. And yeah. If you hear any sound, that's the
if
fucking
you hear a
air
low
conditioner.
Hum, that's not the guy that Jake put in his closet for 2 weeks to get quarantined.
So I could quarantine. So Jake,
that's actually the air conditioner, because it's hot in L.A. today.
It just got hot, y'all.
Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays. We're talking before the 90 days, finale.
Of season four.
Season four, parts.
It's been 11 years since it started.
Yes. We are covering part
one and two. And then there's apparently going to be a third that they kind of
like
sprung
a
on us.
Tell all.
Yeah.
I guess, are the couples together, but they can't be together.
This is the kind of thing,
don't
y'all.
Don't understand. They're milking it because they
the
need it.
This is the worst kind of surprise party. This is like, surprise, I have another family.
That happened to my dad, actually. Yeah, that's when they did that DNA test.
But that would be a telling the wife. Surprise!
Oh, no, that didn't happen. No.
Surprise! Wife number one, I have another family,
Grandpa
another state.
Grandpa Mar had a whole family in Alabama.
Who?
Grandpa Mar. My dad's dad.
He had another family?
Yeah, 17 children.
Jesus!
I know. Mars are sluts.
Grandpa Mar?
I guess. I've never really called him that because, you know.
You never met him, right?
Never met him. My dad wouldn't even let me go to the funeral.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You know, my mother did not want me to go to our grandfather's funeral, but that was the one who was abusive.
Did you go?
No.
So you never met him either?
No.
Yeah.
He wanted to meet us when he was dying, and my mother refused, absolutely refused.
Yeah.
So she answered for us.
So she won in the end.
Y'all, I can't hear myself. Pull myself up a little bit more.
Southern
y'all,
Stories in
Mother, Mother Poodle always wins.
She does. She does.
So she, yeah, she kind of did win, yeah. I guess. That was a really sad ending.
Real.
You know what I did do, though? What? I went this has been about 10 years ago. I was on the way down to the beach to see some friends.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was born, she doesn't know this, actually. My mother was born in St. Matthews, which is a town kind of in the lower part of the state, near Orangeburg.
Okay.
Pretty low country. It's trying to retain culture, but also it's the low country.
People don't have teeth.
No, it's a different kind of culture completely. Mm. These are people who came, a lot of times, who came from wealthy money plantation-wise,
mm-hmm.
and now their families don't have as much as they used to.
Ah, okay.
But there are a bunch of wealthy people in St. Matthews.
Okay.
Very much they descended from plantation culture.
Okay.
As my grandfather's family did.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I went and talked to some Altmans who are the name of, I just looked them up.
Oh, wow.
And I said, just so you know, I'm my mother's name.
Uh-huh.
I'm her son. And they're like, oh, I remember your mother. She had blah, blah. She was the cutest kid. Blah, blah, just mean as the devil. But blah, blah, blah. And I found people who knew my my grandfather. I didn't talk to any of his kids. But I just stopped in for the afternoon and I was pointed everywhere.
Wow.
And then I decided I did not want to go back to them because I did not want to hurt my mother's feelings. Because I knew she wouldn't want me to do it. Now she's made that trip. And I've asked to go with her.
Without her would be.
I did it without her and it would kill her to know that.
Yeah.
Because it would seem like I didn't trust her. But she wasn't going to take me.
Mm.
Yeah. And I, you know, that was the time we were trying to figure out who we were, y'all. That was when
you were 18.
No, this was only 10 years ago. So
no, I mean,
was
you
like,
were over 18. That's
yeah.
what I mean. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm 28,
ten,
y'all.
10 years
by the
ago.
Way.
Oh, so you were 40.
I was 31.
32.
Maybe. Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Not me.
Oh,
where are we?
Where are we, y'all?
Y'all, let's talk about the tell-all.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I don't think
a quarantine tell-all.
If you're in the Gatreon, we do have a poll going because Love After Lockup has gotten really bad, y'all.
And not so, Love After Lockup. Or, Labor of Love.
Labor of Love has gotten really bad. And several of you have mentioned that you would rather us cover Smother because apparently y'all really liked our Smother
coverage. I don't
want
to renege on that commitment, though, because people joined sometimes for Labor of Love.
That's true. That's true. I never thought about that. So if you joined our Gatreon for Labor of Love, come at us and let us know. We're trying to figure things out because we don't have the time.
We did that poll, y'all, and it's not looking good for my side. Which is the not wanting to do Smothered side.
Because I'm loving Smothered. Anyway, we'll see.
There's a sadness inside me that show teases.
Yeah, I agree.
And just pokes at like a hapless zoo animal.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And it goes, no, I'm just sad. Don't poke my sadness.
Stop it, Mommy.
Anyway, all right. So
seriously, y'all. The amount of revulsion I feel when I watch the show is pretty interesting.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
So yeah, it's a lot. That's on the $8 tier, y'all. It may jump down to the $5 tier. If
who knows?
Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
I will fight to not do it. And as I said on the Patreon poll, if you vote to do Smothered, I'll see you in hell.
And
because,
I'm for
you know,
it.
That show's disgusting, and I hope you're all happy about how fucking sick you all are.
I love it.
It's fucking disgusting.
It is. I love it.
I'm not grossed out or appalled by many things. Karini's hair being exception.
It's true.
But that show appalls me. Appalls.
Ugh.
And Ludwig's grilled cheese appalls me. But that's on a whole other level.
A whole other level.
Yeah.
But
I posted a grilled cheese recipe that I call Pansies, Fancy, Poodles, Pansies. Poodle's Fancy Grilled Cheese. And so if you want to know how I made my grilled cheese, which is better than the one made with motherfucking pancake syrup that Ludwig did on the other day. Ludwig did on the other. I can't speak.
Oh, God. What's
Ludwig
happened to you?
Did
this
on
what
the
happens
other
when it gets
way,
hot.
That we're doing for our $5 Patreon right now.
All right. You know what is good? This tell-all. I enjoy it. It's long. I'm a little pissed now that it's going to be another.
What's wrong with you? This was terrible.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it. A lot of people were liking this. They all were at home.
You know,
they all got a little drunk.
I'll give you that.
They all were comfortable. They were coming at one another.
My problem was with the coherence of it because they can't edit. When things aren't said clearly, they could not edit it correctly.
Part one was better than tonight's.
I thought,
because a lot of baby girl Lisa and Usman was completely indecipherable.
Them just talking over each other.
It didn't make sense.
And production, when they were filmed in a studio, they would have figured that out and maybe dubbed some of it. And some of them may have done like ADR to understand what was going on.
Hey, we're in a Zoom world doing the best we can.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's not their fault. Now, the unplanned, impromptu nature of the tell-all I liked.
It should be going forward, though. I guess depending where they are filming with 90 Day Fiancé. But if they're doing regular 90 Day Fiancé, I know in California,
they can start filming
June 12th.
Yeah, I think they're going to – I think this next season, the TV industry can't – no. We have to do something, even if there's only 10 people in a room.
All right.
They'll find a way. It'll be three grips and two actors and three producers yelling at people.
Kind of like on Smothered when the woman got a colonic in front of all those people.
Y'all, we listened to it again today.
It makes us laugh.
I'm proud of that.
I am too.
I am proud of that sound effect.
When we're nominated for the whatever, they have them now that's called the podcast Oscars. I think they're called like the...
I want to submit that.
Yeah.
Because really, it's disgusting. It's filthy toilet bathroom humor, but I feel like we elevate it to a level, and I was so secure in my character.
You know, you were really grounded. Your choices were strong.
I know. I liked your choices for Mary. It was very, very convincing.
Thank you.
When you told me that's a beautiful poopy.
Mm. I know how to be a mother. That's one thing I know, kind of.
Anyway,
y'all.
Oh, fuck.
Shocker, Jeffrey and Varya, not on the finale.
Not on the, yay! And guess what? We haven't talked about them all season because they're fuckers. We did watch, again, like here and there, some when Varya came over at the very end.
Yeah. We don't know. I asked Poodle, I said, why wasn't he on? Was it because all the stuff about it?
He said he's been attacked and he didn't feel like, he's like, I'm not doing it.
He didn't feel like he would be safe coming on, which he probably lost money for that because it's probably in their contract to do the tell-all.
Yeah, he didn't want people, he's a child. He didn't want people coming for him.
I think someone said he's been married four times already.
He didn't want people coming for him.
No.
That's it. He's a little baby, and he can't take
because
it.
Because he's gay as hell, y'all.
He's gay as a goose, y'all.
Gay as
Varya,
a goose.
I'm going over to Russia to meet my girlfriend, Varya.
Varya? With my
Varya.
Nipple tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. My breath still smells like penis.
Penis? Because I just sucked a big dick. Big dick.
That's how I got by in prison.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
My girlfriend, Varya.
My girlfriend, Varya.
Oh, y'all, it kills me. Because of several domestic violence issues, we could not recap that story.
Which I'm glad we did.
But we weren't going to do it.
By the way...
Because he's a shitty person. Shitty person.
And we got that idea from 90 Day Cray-Cray.
Yes.
And y'all, tomorrow night, we are recording a crossover with him. Don't know when it's going to air.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it last week, but I got sick because I didn't have... I went with withdrawal from my anti-anxiety meds that I didn't get refilled.
Nobody wanted to talk to him that day. Bless his heart.
I said I was, quote, sick. And I was.
He was.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, so let's jump in. So, they all were kind of...
Can we not?
They do a little check-in with everyone. Before we jump in, Avery and Ash are the first couple. But before that we talk about this, who knew this would happen? That Poodle has a connection
to Yolanda. So, y'all... It turns out, of course, Yolanda, we find out Yolanda's feeling better because she had a health scare. She had the flu she said, and then it put her in a coma, which exactly what happened to me, but she was on a ventilator. And Sean Robinson says, wait, do you think you had COVID? She's like, well, I had in December, so my doctor obviously thinks that I had it. And I expected Sean Robinson, when she says, do you think you had COVID, and that Yolanda said, COVID? I'm not familiar
with COVID.
Anyway, but apparently
she looked great.
Apparently Yolanda had COVID, y'all, and it put her in a fucking coma.
Were you on a ventilator too? You were, right?
I was.
Yeah.
Anything pulmonary, you have to go on a ventilator. Yeah.
Can you imagine what type of dreams Yolanda had when she was under? If you think about the freaky, dreaky dreams you had.
William. I think he Williams.
We on a magical roller coaster of clouds.
It's the model Williams, like, swirling in and out with the Nigerian prince.
Williams,
your face is broken in four places.
What's wrong with your face, Williams? Why is there a Care Bear here, Williams? Is that a Cracker Barrel?
Is that a giant latte?
Williams, is that my favorite movie, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Is that you metaphorically stealing gold bars out of my bank account?
No, that's just my ex-husband.
That's right, her ex-husband, the jewel thief, y'all.
He's a jewel thief. Anyway. God,
now why couldn't we have heard that story?
I don't know. We teased, but we are glad that Yolanda made a recovery.
I'm glad that really she's wonderful. Made a recovery. I don't ever want to see her fucking face again.
Well, you'll see her next week.
After that. God. Y'all, when I heard we were going to have one more of this, I was devastated.
Poodle actually said, he said, I am devastated. And I said, I want you to think about what's going on in the world.
You know what? Everyone's got pain right now. It's true. I will not have my pain minimized.
And in your defense, you did discover us when it was 90 degrees in your apartment.
Yeah.
Which is, and he hadn't had a drink, and he hadn't had his feels yet.
Nope. I'm a little bit better now. Although the heat does do weird things to me. So, you guys,
you're not going to be able to camp tonight. It's
no,
too hot.
No, it's too hot. It's way too hot to camp. Piano Cat 77 is going to take a night off.
That's a screen name. So, if y'all are camming with Piano Cat 77, you might want to disengage.
Yeah, if you decide to, Bill Bulware, if you decide to come up on Piano Cat 77, may not want to check on that. You can get a whole different idea to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Or maybe you will. I can't talk. I can't hit on our listeners. Never mind.
No, you can't do that. I told you.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
You made that rule.
I did. Let's talk about Avery and Ash.
What if we're at live shows? Can I go home with them?
Nope.
All right.
You got to go back to your hotel room and get on an app to find some dick like good boys.
Who wasn't at the show.
Exactly.
Just some guy in an alley behind the show is okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The bouncer at the club, I'm fine with.
That's a good bartender.
Bartender, I'm fine with.
Good. But friend of listener?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Can't do that.
Good to know.
I don't care.
Dad of listener?
Nope. I don't care if a friend shows
up. Son of listener?
Nope. I don't care if the friend shows up and he's got his friend whose name is Jose, who's spending his first week in the United States and doesn't speak hardly any English, which is Poodle's type.
Mm-hmm. And then I just say, Big Jicama? And
that means dick.
And he just looks at him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Just check him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, and I just want...
More announcements?
No, we didn't. I thought we did, and I forgot. I don't know where I am. It's so hot.
I don't know.
Okay, so Avery...
I'm trapped in a season that will never end.
It's true. Avery says, the journey our relationship has been tough on us.
Oh, we're jumping in. I thought you said... Oh, okay.
No. Okay. That's a pretty freaking fair statement.
It's been tough on us. Can I just sum this relationship up really quickly? I'm going to do this the whole time because now things are over.
Okay.
This girl, Avery, woman, wasn't feeling too good about herself when Ash came into her life. He was saying all the right things like he does to her clients, like he does to his clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were in a relationship because he was physically interested in her.
Mm-hmm. And she was physically interested in him.
Yeah, definitely. So, but
still
I'm saying,
the best sex
I'm saying,
of her life.
I'm saying the emotional part
yeah.
was probably greater than the physical.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, neither of them were really representing themselves to the other. Because she couldn't really represent herself at all because he wasn't showing who he was.
No.
And she was desperately trying to connect with him,
mm-hmm.
but that made him pull further away because of the situation he's involved in with his yeah. son and his wife. So this was doomed from the beginning.
And he's a sociopath, too.
And he's a sociopath.
And so
I would not. He definitely has a lot of tendencies.
Something is off. Something
I agree.
Is off,
I don't know if it's
you.
Full sociopath. It's definitely narcissism.
He's got some big trauma.
I think either or maybe just a personality disorder.
Yeah,
it may not be because what he's the personality. You guys, he's made up one for himself.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. It's to me, it's either like personality disorder.
I don't think he's
trauma.
A killer or anything like
no,
that.
No, he is a sociopath though.
But I think
he has
he's,
that quality.
Yes, and. Yep. I agree with everything you just said, and I think she's okay reality TV. She's not great reality TV because she's too logical and sensible a little bit.
Yeah, and she doesn't let herself.
And you can tell that, like, I wanted Avery just to say, Ash and I broke up together because he lied to me. He didn't tell me who he was, and I was
right.
freaked out. And I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
Yeah,
she was very diplomatic about it and non-emotional when she, which is fine.
Yeah,
it just wasn't super interesting.
Well,
like,
I think,
I'm glad they're broken up.
Yeah, oh, me too. Hashtag shocking. They are broken up. He broke
yeah.
up with her.
Yeah.
And basically, he said it was because he wanted. She took way too many breaks, and she said he lied to my face about. Then there was this weird thing about a diet she was doing, and then he kind of copied it or something. It was some kind of social media.
It was convoluted.
This was one of the problems of this tell-all, you guys. Every time we would get into something, Sean Robinson couldn't really get in there to figure out exactly what happened.
But that was really only with Avery and then Lisa.
Nope. It was with almost all of them.
Oh, really?
Stephanie and Erica as well.
Well, they just kind of talked over
exactly.
each other.
Exactly. So... You guys, the host job is usually to get in there, and it's easier to do that in a physical place, which is why this tell-all was the most convoluted one I've ever seen.
I liked it, though, still, though, because they were all...
I can see your point, but I want it to be presented more cinematically, like, and you, Tom, were talking to Shannon.
Yeah.
And I want to see everyone's reaction.
And Sean Robinson did try to ask those questions,
she
actually.
She did. It's
impossible.
It's
hard on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's really
because
hard.
Because there's an energy thing where you can interrupt someone with your energy, and she couldn't do that. I sound so Los Angeles right
it's
now,
like,
and I'm going to stop doing it.
No, it's because Poodle has learned so much about this through camming. Because he's telling the guy, hey, are you going to come? Are you going to come? And then the guy starts camming, and then you're not ready to. And then it's a miscommunication.
It's true.
And you're sitting there. And the guy's just looking at you.
He's just
he's
like
done.
He's jizzed all over himself. And I'm sitting there going, oh, bother.
Oh, bother.
See you later. Click.
Click.
Because I have a huge monitor.
Huge monitor. Yeah. Huge monitor on the wall and on the ceiling. So it, yeah, gets all types
of. And don't forget that shot clock, y'all.
Yeah, it's true. But Avery did say, which was a very kind way to say, she said, I couldn't get a good perception of Ash.
Yep.
And I wanted her
to
talk about...
And that's not her problem.
I wanted to talk about...
That's his problem.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Yep.
I wanted her to be on deeper, like... I don't know. It was just not really just an emotional conversation. Of course... Ash goes into that all martyr shit of, I put my heart out for you.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he hasn't been through a lot of self-searching. Maybe he doesn't know that he's kind of empty.
I don't think he does because most people with a personality disorder
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, I think it's a personality disorder. I think it's a pretty severe one.
That, oh yeah.
Not saying he has a multiple personality. That's a whole different thing. That's a very 80s movies kind of thing. I loved those movies.
I loved
though.
Those movies too.
That was a Law and Order
Sally
SVU.
Field.
Yes. Sybil, Law and Order SVU, where Cynthia Nixon had like six personalities. It was fantastic.
I bet she was good.
Oh, she was great. She's great for anything.
Trilby, this girl named Trilby Briers.
Back Trilby? In, that's a first name?
Yeah, Trilby Briers in Lone Grove, Oklahoma. She did a DI from Sybil, and it was...
What's a DI?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dramatic Interpretation and Speech and Debate Competition.
Wait, they have a shorthand? D-I?
D-D is a dramatic duet. I did H-D's, H-I, humorous interpretation is solo, humorous duet. There's prose, there's poetry.
Nerd alert. Well, can we get past this thing? Because I'm uncomfortable.
It's true. Anyway.
Get to it.
It freaked me out when I saw her. I thought she was possessed with
a demon.
That's
why you call me Sybil.
Yes, because you're all over the place.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he removed all the pictures on social media. That was a big. That was
yeah,
so
no,
high
we,
school.
We don't even. We don't know if that's even true.
We
because
don't.
That's why we could not get a full, clear reason from the host. And I'm not trying to come for Sean Robinson because she was trying to interrupt.
No, it's just on
it's
Zoom.
It's the nature of this technology, you guys.
It's true.
We couldn't clarify anything.
It's true.
And I don't know if Sean was just confused at listening to go back. She was like, she even said, what is happening right now?
Well, we know
times.
This is 10 hours. Do you imagine how exhausted she was?
With these fuckers?
With these fuckers for 10
An
hours?
An hour with me would send me to just like the depths.
I have to leave this podcast and meditate. I'm kidding.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You like this show more than me.
That's
I just
true.
Have to drink.
She did have the best sex she ever had. She admitted that.
You know why? He is really great going downtown.
I bet he
has to be.
I bet he's so narcissistic. I bet he has practiced. Like, I bet he has fucked so many pillows with holes in them just to be good at sex. I guess that's what straight guys do. I
also,
don't know.
Also, he's practiced getting really connected to their spiritual self.
He probably looks at them a lot in the
face.
Yeah,
and says things to them. She might not have had great sex before.
Maybe not. Although I think she did.
Mm.
She's a fun girl. Fun woman.
That has nothing to do with good sex.
Oh, God.
Trust me.
I can't talk about sex because
then
you'll get...
I mean, y'all, we've said this before. Sex is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's there.
It's still pizza.
Yeah.
It's still cheesy.
As long as you still get your cheese off.
That's it. and then the other thing is that...
Got to get your pizza with an orgasm.
And she goes back to, she said something, and y'all, this is a red flag. If you're dating somebody like this, this is kind of a personality disorder thing. She said he was single. He said he was... Ash said, well, I said I was single because I wasn't married. But he wasn't fully divorced. So that was a lot. And then Avery says... Everything he says was in metaphors.
Right.
And if somebody, you were with someone that's talking just in metaphors.
That's so frustrating.
That's a big red flag that that person is lying.
I will say this. The relationships I've had where I haven't wanted to come clean with people, that's what I've done. And I now know not to do it the same way. People who I knew were being deceptive were doing the same thing to me.
Yeah.
So when people talk in metaphor like that or when they're – it's like this. When they think they have to explain it to you in a way that's not really realistic,
mm-hmm.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Kind of like how on Smothered, y'all, Sunhee and Angelica, that boyfriend of theirs is just has a lot of things he ain't talking about. A
lot of things. So somebody just posted on our Facebook, Sunhee is a horrible fucking mother. And she is.
She's the fucking worst.
She's gross.
I can barely watch their segments. I will watch Mary and Brittany's.
Brittany. That's what we call Brittany because her name's spelled Brittany, y'all.
I will also watch Kathy and Italian Daughter.
How she wants your love,
also known as Gene Simmons, or you know, like on the Fraggle Rock, Kathy kind of looks like a big Fraggle with
a
her hair.
Bit.
Hair. Or what was the enemies of the Fraggles? What are they called? Gorgs?
I
Am
think
I making that up?
I think you're right.
She kind of looks like a gourd.
Come and make the day.
Yeah.
Da-ma-da-da-da-da.
She's kind of like halfway in between between Gene Simmons and a Jim Henson monster.
Down in Fraggle Cock.
But you know what? I frankly enjoy her.
Yeah.
It's really terrible that I'm enjoying Smothered more than these cast members. Wow. And don't get me started on the little person and her mother and face licker. Woo!
Yeah, for somebody who doesn't like the show, you should talk about
Shut
a lot.
Up! I'm disturbed. I'm like Jane Goodall trying to find out what makes these people tick.
Speaking of disturbed, and this is going
to
sound controversial.
Speaking of Jane Goodall.
I'm on her side, so don't come at me when I say this, y'all. Yeah. I think Rose is a little disturbed.
I
think Rose...
She wasn't able to handle whatever this fame and what it... She wasn't ready to see herself on television.
And maybe this was... I'm going to say this because I'm trying to be sensitive to it, so I'm not trying to talk at it. So that's my intention in this. But the trauma of poverty is a real thing. And
yeah, and I don't think she'd ever been exposed to this level.
And I don't think so either. I think
she wasn't ready for it.
Maybe we're wrong. We're not trying to like be... This isn't like when we said Nigeria had bad internet and y'all came for us.
I think we went... We were excited to see her be in a kind of a camera setup with just a couple of producers around her. But
yeah.
Something happened when this thing started airing... And she, in her head, realized, oh, millions and millions of people are seeing me be humiliated by this man I really didn't like.
Which, it's interesting. She's not being humiliated. She is humiliated, whereas everybody else is watching.
What are you saying?
We as the audience we're not embarrassed for Rose at all.
But that's not how she saw it.
No,
I
that's what I'm
you.
Saying. We're on her side, but it's such a perfect example of y'all. What is in our head is often different than the reality. Because really, she is kind of the hero. Of this season.
But she didn't. You can tell she's wrecked, y'all.
It's really,
she's,
really
by
wrecked
what
her,
she
yeah.
saw. Like
she's broken.
Words,
that's a good.
You
part.
Can you can see her. You can see her watching this, and when they show clips, she just has to hold her head.
She's, yeah.
Yeah, because this was, boy,
I just
this was hard to watch.
And I have heard, I don't know if this is true or not, I've heard that because of, like, country, that only the Americans get paid for this. I've heard
really?
That people, depending on what country they're from, but that a lot of people from foreign countries don't get paid to be on 90 Day.
Wow.
Maybe cray cray someone, let me know.
I have no idea.
Or frauded. Maybe you know. We don't.
So
we really know no information about this show.
Don't come for us for information,
if
y'all.
You want news and gossip, wrong place.
You can Google search.
You
we
can
are
Google.
Not your Google.
We are not. We're not even your Bing.
Or your Opera.
Your Opera.
What the fuck?
What happened to Opera? Come at us if you use Opera.
I downloaded some porn one time and it installed Opera, and I still can't get that shit off my computer.
Y'all, come at us if you use Opera.
Opera's probably spied on me by the Russians.
And
Opera.
And tell us why you use Opera.
I can tell you why, because you downloaded porn, and now the Russians are spying on you. And I hope you enjoyed that bukkake.
Yeah.
Which is great. Buckcake, as someone told me last year. I don't know if you remember this story. It was like, it's like a buckcake. And we were talking about sex, and I was like, what? You know, a buckcake. He's like, you know, when everyone just, like, comes all over you. I was like, buckcake? And I went, oh, a bukkake. He had never heard it pronounced, because it's a Japanese word. And he went, buckcake. Apparently, that was how we pronounced that word. I feel like phonics never worked for you. Something happened on the way to heaven.
That pig.
No, but I even when you pronounce things, there's something. It's revelatory. You just every time you choose the wrong phonetics. And maybe, I don't know. I guess I should stop wondering. What's the use of wondering? I'm not going to figure it out by now.
And
I'm too tired regardless.
And you're too tired regardless. So Sean asked her, basically, they've been broken up kind of for a while. But then there's this fight. It's kind of stupid, but I get what you mean, Poodle, in that. He says he reached out to her on Valentine's Day.
Again,
she says he didn't. It was a lot of he said, she said, him trying to show her phone. It was confusing.
Well, the thing is, we would have been able to figure this out had production intervened and said, okay, let's see the receipts here. Who's got receipts?
Yeah, because they...
And this was all he said, she said, opinion of the moment.
Exactly.
And really, who cares at the end of the day?
Exactly.
Neither of them like each other.
Exactly.
I am more concerned about Ed's tone and Ed's fucking white savior. I did everything I can to help you tone.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Ed wasn't at all apologetic. If he did the non-apology, that, you know, if I did anything to hurt you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, you don't say that. My thing is, if something's offended someone, you guys, you can say, I'm sorry that hurt you. Because that's okay. You are sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
But Ed is not sorry.
He's not sorry.
He's
sorry, not sorry, baby, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry.
Is that Jesse J?
You know nothing about, it's Demi Lovato, you troglodyte.
It is?
Yes.
Wow, Demi Lovato can sing.
Yes, she can.
I do love Jesse J, though.
I like Jesse J. I think I got you interested in Jesse J.
No, I learned about her on Grease Live.
What?
She was in Grease Live.
She was?
She sang Grease is the Word.
That's true, she did.
And I'm kidding. I just said that to rile you up. I've known about her for a while.
No, for me, probably.
I don't remember.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Everything you don't remember is from me.
Anyway,
so
Sean's like, Rose, because Ed makes the claim, were you in a relationship with the woman?
No, he says, you know, I got receipts. You were. He came to play.
He did. And Ed really wants to be on reality TV.
Yeah, he does.
A lot.
And that's the grossest part of it all. He's trying to make himself a reality star with strong opinions.
Yeah.
But he's an asshole.
Because he really tried to... It was gross when he tried to insert himself in other people's plot lines.
Oh!
Just to be dramatic. I was like, you don't care.
And he was bad at it. You know who's good at it? Tom.
Tom is good
at
it.
I will not say anything good about Tom, the rest, the tell-all. So enjoy that now. Tom is great at inserting himself in other people's drama and being a fame whore.
He is. Because that's exactly what he did to
And
Archie.
He's charming and it's disgusting.
He's probably not as charming in Britain.
It's true.
So, people fall all over British accents, but they don't really fall over Southern accents in England?
Men here have liked my Southern accent.
But I meant in England.
Oh, in England, no, they think you're a complete rube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, people like it here, but in...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be nice, just, well, I guess not.
People like my lilting drawl. When they hear you talk, they go, "Schoolie, mama, can you get the hay bales ready? Little sister's going to graduate from third grade."
I think I disagree with that, but that's fine.
Because you guys have third grade graduation, and then you don't go to school anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said third grade, but it's funny.
Mama. So she says she was in a relationship with a woman, and that but
she's
not
really
together
sorry
anymore.
About it either. She's like, yeah.
And Ed's whole point, at least kind of not a saving grace, Ed does specify, I don't care that she's with a woman, that's great, but she didn't tell me about it. And it was like, I guess she was still courting him. I don't know. It was a very he said, she said.
Again, we don't know because there was no closure.
But finally we
production got... Production didn't tell us.
We got a little bit of clarity when Tiffany showed up. And by clarity, I mean it just got more confusing.
It just got more confusing.
It
and
did.
Y'all, Tiffany, because she wasn't really a part of the show until one episode late, should have probably stayed in her lane.
But instead, she just got to watch her father say, Rose, I would have given everything up to come back and be with you.
Yeah.
I would have given up. He literally said, I would have given up my daughter to
he's
come
like,
back.
And then he's like, but no, I don't mean that. No, I would
and
give up my daughter.
Like, Dad, you just said that. And he's like, yeah, but.
I miss that show.
If y'all haven't
bring
seen
Little Yard, but no, y'all but, yard, no, but, no, but, no. But yard, but no.
If y'all haven't seen Little Britain, you're missing
it's
out on
so
something.
So good.
It is so good.
So Tiffany's like blah blah blah, and she's like, "Did you really love my dad?" And she's like, "Yes, I really loved your dad." She's like, "Ooh, I hit a nerve." So this is she's coming in from not a behavior of trying to be heard. She's trying to hurt Rose.
Tiffany can't be mad at her father.
Yep.
Because that destroys her. So she has to put her anger on Rose.
She was really kind of, besides Stephanie's friends, she was the villain of the tell-all.
No. Stephanie's friends for sure were wretched.
Y'all, they both of them came in hot.
They came in blistering.
Both of them have been drinking at Hamburger Mary's.
It's true.
Probably for 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or they took out margaritas.
Or they got a big drizzly order.
Yeah.
Or Tortilla Republic. Those margaritas there. They pay $18 for a scoop of guacamole. Don't do it.
Is Tortilla Republic other places? I think it's only here.
No, I think it's only here.
Okay.
But no, they live in L.A.
Do they? But Stephanie doesn't.
Where do they
live? I think they're New York based.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because, or at least Connecticut or where the Yonkers based.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, they're New York.
Stephanie just kind of acts LA. She doesn't act New York.
She acts typical for a self-absorbed LA person, not someone who's really LA.
No, well, yes. Yes. Yep. Yes, the people that moved to LA and
the
think they're
one. The people that moved to LA and retained that new to LA, I'm here to use people.
I'm here to experience everything.
Yeah. We don't call that being, I call being LA, like I used to say, of a girl walking around in like a peasant blouse and like someone just like, someone will come up to her and he's like, excuse me, could I pay your parking meter? And it was Brad Pitt. She's like, sure, man. Have a good day.
Exactly.
That's a typical, that's a real LA girl. Or an LA person. It's like they're unflappable.
So if you
just opened up your Dr. Pepper by balancing on your chest.
I did. Yeah, I did. So if you saw Brad Pitt, you would totally keep it together.
Completely. I swear to God, I'd be biting the inside of my lip. The only.
No.
I don't fan people.
No.
I don't fan people.
This is a lie.
I don't fan people.
Exhibit A. We were once at a karaoke bar.
I was drunk. And this is the wrong.
And Jake got drunk, and suddenly he realized who was there but no other than, we still
Tamara
don't know.
Mowry. Was it Tamara? Either Tia or Tamara. Who even gives a
is
shit?
Is it Mowry or Mowry?
Mowry. I don't know. Mowry.
Tia or Tamara. This is about 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah. Y'all, sister was a thing of the past.
Jake is freaking out the entire night going, oh my God, it's really Tia.
I remember
or Tamara Mowry.
It's like, Tia or Tamara. I kept saying
that the whole night. He wouldn't stop staring at them. Jake, because after singing This Is How We Do It and bringing the karaoke
house.
She told
me she was great. I was great.
He ended up getting drunk. And then as we're walking out, we had to walk across the street to our car. And there
and
is
scream
Tia
out,
or Tamara in front of us. And suddenly.
And I scream out, sister, sister!
No, you didn't sing sister, sister.
What?
You went, Twitch!
That's right, Twitch.
Twitch!
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 Twitch. There were tween teen witches.
Teen witches. They were
in the show. Twitches, y'all.
Which Jake and I are too old to have watched Twitch. But Jake was admitting that he had.
I saw Twitch. And she went and gave me a peace sign.
And gave a peace sign. Exhibit B. Once Jake, myself, and our old roommate Lindsay, we decided
to
go.
I didn't fan him.
We decided to go eat at the One-on-One Cafe, which is a very famous like diner, hipster diner in like a very trendy part
Hollywood.
Of Los Angeles, Hollywood. And they have very good sweet potato fries. And so we went to eat there. And we're sitting in a booth. And so we had a code for whenever we were in Los Angeles and we saw a celebrity.
Stars Just Like Us Us Weekly.
Us Weekly would say Just Like Us. One of us would say Just Like Us. And yeah. We'd say where. And then we'd look around. So we're sitting there eating. And I'm sitting by Lindsay and Jake's sitting across from me. Lindsay, someone turns around who's sitting in the booth behind Jake. So Jake's back is back to him. Lindsay goes, "Oh my God, oh my God, Just Like Us." And Jake says, "What? What?" And I'm like, "Who? What? What's just?" Because, you know, fat girl, I'm eating my fries, so I could care less.
You're in your fries.
And then Lindsay says, "It's Jared." She said, "It's Jordan Catalano."
And
she didn't even say Jared Leto.
Lost my mind.
She said, and Jake froze. And then I look over at Jake, and there's just a single tear running down his face, and he just starts crying.
Remember when you saw Jordan Catalano for the first time in my so-called life?
Lindsay cried, too, in your defense.
I'll never forget when I first saw Jordan Catalano brush back his hair.
And then I snapped Poodle out of it when I said, "Who's that?"
And we were both like, "You're an idiot."
Well, we didn't get that channel. I think it, again, was considered adult. We didn't get it in Oklahoma.
So you were spending your time PBS watching wrestling.
We got PBS in the 700 Club and TBS, and that was it. Anyway, y'all, sorry for that digression.
And then you just watched the pig do tricks.
Wee!
Anyway, Ed basically also says that Rose said that Ed asked her to go on a sex video call.
Do you think he did, yes or no?
I believe everything Rose said.
I believe everything Rose said.
100%.
I think 100%.
Why would Rose lie?
I think even when he said, when people go, "Why would I do that?"
"If I laugh long enough, maybe you'll forget what you asked me."
If I say, "How could I possibly do that?" Instead of a reaction like, "What? Oh my God, no. No, that's not something I would do." His response was totally a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, everything Rose said, y'all, Ed did.
And so. Though, anyway, he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. And then he says this thing, when he's saying to Rose, like, "But, you know, love makes you do stupid things. I mean, when you're just in love."
Oh, I hated that.
Love doesn't care. No. Y'all.
Don't blame love for your lack of judgment.
Love does not make you do stupid things. Desperation.
Yep.
Loneliness. Self-loathing. Yep. Those make you do desperate things. Love.
Selfishness.
True love should make you be.
A better person.
The better person and one of the better versions of yourself.
Yep.
If it's not. And it's not love.
And this idea of love is blind, you guys.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. It's 90 degrees presenting. Love is blind. Ooh. Anyway, that's a $5 Patreon tier if you haven't checked that out yet. That idea of love is blind says that this kind of irrational, dumb love. Puppy love, you don't see anything.
I could maybe accept this if you were a teenager.
Yep, me too.
Maybe early 20s.
But
Ed is almost 50 years old.
He's older than that, isn't he?
Oh, he is? I don't know.
He's like 50-something.
He's kind of ageless just because the way he looks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ed.
And Darcy says, "Love is blind." No, it's not.
It's not.
You're blind because how tight your eyes are.
That's true.
And
because
you've
had
so much Botox.
And her eyes are dry.
Your eyes are dry and you really can't cry anymore.
You just got to shut your eyelids, Darcy, and you'll see a little better.
Mm-hmm. when she does blink, it's dedicated. It's like she's going.
It takes a lot of effort.
Because there's a lot of weight. There's a lot of weight on the eyelashes anyway. Yeah. She's got those falsies on.
Anyway. Good on Sean. Sean did, but he kind of was like, I'm dumb. She called him out on about the STD thing.
Yeah,
called him out, and he's kind of like, I'm stupid, I'm dumb.
He said, "I wasn't wrong for asking. I was wrong in how I asked." And I said, boy, this is white fucking male, cis male privilege right here.
It was pretty gross.
This is, and y'all, Tom was an asshole in the show. no one was as big an asshole as Big Ed.
Yeah, I agree.
It was awful.
He's horribly selfish.
Yeah.
Horribly selfish. Like,
well, also, he sees himself as the hero of his story.
He does.
And that is ridiculously myopic.
Yeah.
Because you're not the hero of your story, y'all. You're the lead character, yes.
Who's the hero? Vodka. That's yours, right?
Fuck yeah. No, that's just the lay of the lake, who's always there. Y'all, you're not the hero because you're not always gonna win. But you're the main character.
Yeah.
You're not the hero. Heroes burn out.
Well, I think it's just not looking at your story as good or bad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's
but
look
at Ed is thinking that he is the fighter in his story.
Which probably because of the way he looks and things he had to deal with, he probably had to fight for things in his life. I get that. So he feels like he has something to prove.
Yeah.
But y'all, nobody has anything to prove, but to your let that go. Nobody else cares.
Agreed.
Nobody cares. Trying to prove you're a good mom. You're trying to prove you're a good wife. You're trying to prove this. Fuck it.
Agreed.
Fuck it.
I wrote down, Ed is the worst kind of man. He acts like he's woke with everybody, and then but the very core, he's just as selfish and privileged as anybody else.
Yeah, he's gross.
He's the worst kind. Avery even asked, this was really interesting, Avery said, have you had a problem throughout your life communicating effectively?
That's it. Like, Avery should be a therapist.
Yeah, it's very Scientology when people ask things like that. She's done a lot of self-help books, I'm certain.
Yeah, she's very just self-aware. Because, you know, another part that would just seem gross is like, and I think this is just Ed wanting to be on TV, but when he went after Lisa, it was like, well, and Lisa, you were promoting unsafe sex.
Oh, yeah, that was right after that. She's unprotected sex, and she went after him. We were both tested, but blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we get into talking about the Muppet Rat and the shower.
Yep. Talked about that.
We saw it again, y'all. It still looks like a Jim Henson rat.
It does look like a Jim Henson rat.
I wrote down this, too. The whole cast is laughing at Big Ed.
Oh, even Darcy was like, why didn't you tell her you had kids?
Yeah.
You should. You're worried about the fucking money.
Because Ed is such a his own self as a production. It's just everyone was laughing.
I will say, kind of one of the highlights of this, Darcy fucking came through for Rose.
She did. She's like, you're a goddess. You're a queen. You're a queen.
She was like, I've been in similar situations.
I'm through. 23andMe tells me I'm 2% Filipino.
Why can't I fall in love? Anyway, she was like, she did say, women should be honored and are queens.
God, one of the queens.
You want to wear my hair barrette that says boss?
She did say that. You want to wear my hair barrette.
Stay strong. She literally said, stay strong. You really nailed it when you said Darcy is just walking Instagram
she
memes.
She is.
But I love
it's
her.
It's just Instagram.
But
I love it, though.
She definitely is like, a lot of people love Darcy on this and how she came through for
She's
Rose.
Great. I think we should take a quick break.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought
it up.
We're
going to do that. And then we're back. Can we talk about...
Gladly.
All right. We'll see you on a bit.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
COVID? I'm not familiar. Is he related to the Williams?
The Williams. Y'all, we actually took a break. Poodle was actually able to fix his drink.
I know. We took a break this time.
And I looked at my Instagram and I just saw someone messaged us. I want to get the name. And said that their mother loves our show.
Oh.
So much. A guy named Justin, who looks kind of cute. But he said, my mother absolutely loves, her name is Julie White from Madison, Wisconsin. Mm. He said she would love a shout out, and she loves us. 70-year-old woman.
Shut up. And I love it. Julie White? Or Weich?
White.
White.
As in Clue, Mrs. White.
Oh, Julie White. The actress Julie White.
And maybe it's her. Maybe.
I don't think Julie White is 70, but that's okay. But 70 is a great age.
I just want to say, we have never talked about this. Come at us if you're a senior sissy.
Come at us if you're a senior sissy.
We love, you know what? Because our senior sissies, if you're a senior sissy.
They're as forked tongues. And no, what's the tape? Not forked tongues.
They're old.
They're salty tongues.
Salty OG. Ooh. OG dick pigs or OG pee pigs.
Oh, yeah. We've got some.
We don't know what you like, but you're OGs. Uh-huh. Anyway,
the older our sissies are, the saltier they are.
Maybe we could start doing a segment.
And the dirtier they are.
Could we do a segment for, like, what's that guy on Good Morning America that it's always sponsored by Smuckers on the Today Show when our sissies that are 100?
That's on NBC, and that was
Show.
What was his name? People are screaming.
His name was not Milton Berle.
No.
Carl Reiner.
Not Dick Clark. Ben Gumbel.
I don't know his
Not
name.
Not Bryant Gumbel.
But he was saying, this is the Smuckers'
birthday. He was bald. Not Wilford Brimley.
Is
not
it Wilford Will. Brimley?
No, he was
Wilford
the,
Brimley
he,
was the.
He was on Our House. Oatmeal.
People are screaming.
Someone just drove off the road into a tree.
They were so
angry that we couldn't drive up with this. Someone drove off a cliff like Toots is the cat.
Toots is the
They're
cat.
Like, these fucking faggots!
Anyway, Julie, thank you for reminding us.
I'll come
us.
Up with it.
Our senior sissies.
Merv! No, it's not Merv. It's
come
close.
At us. Come at us. If you're a senior sissy.
If you're 100, we'll give you a shirt.
If you're, yeah. I'd say if you're over 90, we'll give you a shirt.
Yeah.
Can't do you 80 gotta, yet. We're still small.
You got to prove that, y'all. I need a copy of your driver's license or social security card.
That's great.
Or draft card, because back then you'll have had one.
So if Julie loves us and she's 70, so what year was it when she was 20?
I wonder if there are any male sissies who are 70.
Oh, some old queens?
Yeah, and who've amassed some good wealth.
Oh, Jesus.
And preferably have some Jesus. Kind of life-threatening condition. Come at me. Let's just talk. I've no problem with being friends, as long as you put me on the will.
So Julie was, I guess that's my parents' age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Julie, she was in high school in the Beatles supporting gay people, I bet.
I bet she was.
I bet she was.
Yeah, she's my mom's age.
Good for her.
Julie, I know that sounds shitty to say, but you know what? We need as many mothers as we can get.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Anyway, Julie, we are proud for you.
Thank you for
listening.
That message, Justin. Anyway.
Is Justin hot?
He looked cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Julie, you made a hot sun.
I need to stalk that later.
I'm not showing. I'm deleting the message before you see it.
So, y'all, it turns out that Yolanda, I know she was this season's most kind of just what the fuck character.
Yeah.
Because everyone who had seen, even like an Amish person who had never seen a television show before went, oh, she's definitely being catfished. Yep. My name isn't Josiah.
Yeah, that is a nefarious individual.
If an Amish person had never seen a television, he wouldn't be like, wow, look at the moving pictures.
He wouldn't be like,
this woman is not very intelligent.
Yeah, he would say, whoa.
She's being catfished.
Wow. She couldn't make a chair if it sat on her. That's what that Amish saying is for dumb people. They couldn't make a chair even if it sat on
she
them.
She couldn't churn butter. Butter churned her.
There we are.
Now we're insulting Yolanda and Amish.
Well, you know. Come on,
you know what? They're not going to hear us, so it's fine.
If you're an Amish sissy, and if you're
You know what? If you're Amish sissy, I need to know you. I have 1,000 questions.
If you're an Amish sissy, come at us.
If you're an Amish boy sissy, I've got more questions.
Nope.
And a role play scenario.
I'm going to say male. You said boy, and I just want to preface, means over 18.
Yes, I mean over 18.
You've got to be careful with those words. Anyway.
I'm glad I had that extra cookie.
Let's just talk about Yolanda. So anyway, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Before we get letters.
What else is there to say?
She talked about how she fell in love with Williams because he was respectful in his DMs. Because you know, I can't hit up. This is what I kind of was a little. Yolanda's pretty and all, but I'm like, wow, it's easy for women, is it? Because she was like, I get hit up all the times on my Instagram.
Yes,
DMs.
Women are nonstop bothered.
I don't think I've been hit up once on my DM. I have never had an unsolicited dick pic.
I've had some.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
No, wow. I'm saying, but women are such targets for it online.
It's pretty gross. It's pretty gross.
Whatever your age, because people think, straight men think that they can just send you dick pics.
And that actually is, we'll talk about it later, but that was actually, I'm still on Erica's side, y'all, but that was one thing she said to Stephanie. I was like, you got to get over that. Men who message Stephanie on Instagram aren't real.
No, they're not real.
People, like, you got to do that.
They're not real.
It's fine.
So, you guys, you were just kind of, when Yolanda was talking, they showed the rest of the cast faces. It was almost exclusively, is this bitch for real?
See, to me, it was kind of like when
Lisa did understand her, but everyone else was kind of like, oh,
it was kind of like that. It was kind of like they looked like, you know, when you're in a situation and there's like someone who's like your elder and you want to respect them.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're just they're telling you the same. You know, when you went to see your grandpa and they would tell you the same story that they've told
you
7 times. But you just sit there and you kind of cock your head to the side and you just nod your head and you kind of listen, kind of play with your shoelaces on your shoe a little bit.
Where's this going?
That's just the way everybody looked at fucking Yolanda.
Okay. Yes. And then David speaks up. He's like, well, you know, you're asking for a scam if you connect to those people. And God in heaven went, ha!
God was like, really, bitch?
God just went, now, you know I've got a sense of humor now.
Yeah. I'm a funny bitch. Because I made that fucking loser.
God scream laughed from as soon as David said anything about a scam.
That's what God did.
Anyway.
So they bring in dun, 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 Scott Hunter, P.I.
P.I.
And Scott comes in and
he's got jokes, y'all, because it's not red flags. She's got some red banners.
He's trying to give Yolanda advice. And again, David's like, listen, I've never talked to a girl I haven't seen on camera.
Nor I've never talked to her unless I've paid for her.
I just paid for it repeatedly for 7 years.
If she's going to talk to me, I'm definitely going to pay for it.
Which he lied, though, because before he never FaceTimed with her.
No.
He only saw her picture and talked to her online via chat.
Oh, we find out more in his story.
Oh, David's fucking
Yeah, insane. It's not a good situation.
It's not a good...
So we find out from Scott that basically if they've never FaceTimed you, it's almost certainly they're a hacker.
Yeah.
Sorry, not hacker. They're a Yahoo boy or they're a scammer or a catfish. And Scott said, in the fact that she'd never been FaceTimed, he's like, in my business, this is a clue. So y'all, Scott's practiced his jokes.
He said, it's called a clue.
It's called a clue.
And, you know, Erica, like, basically jumps in, which was very sweet. And Erica was like, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault that this happened to you. They groom you. And you know what? Here is somebody.
She looks really good on the tell-all. She looks
great.
She came off the best. Almost everybody.
And you know who came off somewhat decently until it got to her part?
Lisa.
Fucking Lisa.
I agree with you. I wrote down Lisa is really understanding.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to you the whole season?
Yeah, she told Yolanda, she was like, listen, I know all about this. They groom you.
These Yahoo boys.
These G-men.
They come at me.
They groom you. Then they get you up.
And they cream you.
They dream you. They get you off the Instagram, and then they get you on these apps called WhatsApp, Woohoo,
Yahoo,
iVolva,
Nigerian Paradise.
It smells like farts.com. Boy, it smells like farts.com. That was a road I took.
It smells like farts.com.
Rawdog.com. Rawdog.
My favorite.
So anyway, y'all, I think it actually helped calm Yolanda a little bit.
Again, Lisa, you guys. Lisa was almost a better host setting things than Sean Robinson this time.
Well, just because she had lived it.
Yeah.
She had lived it. And then Yolanda says, nothing happened from the blackmail situation. And Sean's like, did you ask William? She said, I did ask Williams about that. He was shocked, too.
He was shocked, too.
Wow. He thinks my account was hacked.
He thinks it's hacked, right.
I said, do you know what hacking is? And he said, I'm not familiar.
Which sounds exactly like a British accent,
exactly
by the way.
Exactly like a British accent.
I love it how they went after her.
I love it that they talked about that.
The British accent. She's like, Sean Roman's like, let's correct me if I'm wrong. Let's get the receipts out.
She actually laughed. Roberts actually laughed. It was like, this is not.
And then they said, and then Usman, and then she's like, then even Yolanda said, that sounds like Usman.
That's true. And Usman was like, this accent is definitely not Nigerian.
And he's like, wait, my phone is going to ring any minute when
that
she was
funny.
Calling him.
Okay.
He came off really well on the tell-all,
too.
Erica, Usman, Avery, in a way. And baby girl Lisa.
Well, no.
Until her segment, y'all.
Not part two. And Darcy came off.
Yeah, I feel like she was on something. I feel like...
As one of our sissies says, there wasn't coffee in that mug.
Yeah, either that or she just seemed a little distanced. It felt like a little Klonopin thing. You know, where they're kind of half there and kind of not... That's kind of what it felt like to me.
I think, actually, probably Darcy's past this. She's done with it and over Tom. But she's just kind of like, let's do this tell-all and get it over with I can start my show with my sister and sell our wedding dresses online.
That's all I've got of that disaster that was Yolanda.
I think
if I have to hear any more about her, I'll throw this fucking Zoom recorder out the window.
I just want to know, not even a Yahoo boy has contacted me. Nothing. But we'll say this. Sean Robinson ended it with this. She said, look, are you still in love with him? And she went, because, you know, Yolanda always looks like she has a lemon drop in her mouth.
She does.
And she went, the feelings will probably come back. I miss him. I do.
You know what, though? What that boils down to is this woman is lonely.
She's
this
very
woman
lonely.
Is
She's
very,
lonely. Very lonely.
Very Jesus. Lonely.
Very lonely.
That's the tragedy in this whole season, y'all. Every single one of these people is incredibly lonely. There's no, they're not
I'm
living
so lonely.
Balanced.
That movie.
They're not living balanced lives.
No.
Let's just say that. Almost everyone has, Avery might be a chef, but there's a fundamental loneliness, a kind of gross loneliness for all of them. Desperate loneliness.
It's like nobody ever listened to the rest of that Meatloaf song. They just heard, if I would do anything for love. But they didn't hear the part where he said, but I won't do that. Instead, they were like, okay, let's do anything for love. Didn't get that last
they
part.
They didn't get the second like, part of the sentence.
They got a bootleg version called Just I'll Do Anything
I will
for Love.
I will do anything for love.
And then boom, boom, boom. Off.
Off. Yeah. They didn't get the rest of it. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I won't do. He went to UNT.
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't really do. You're acting like he does stuff in falsetto. He doesn't.
He does.
It's like full voice.
But yeah, I can't do that. I can't sing high like that. You can.
Well, if we would have taught you, it's okay.
It's true. It's all right.
You know what? You really do have a good high range. You were just fucked up. They taught you wrong.
I had a bad voice teacher. Yeah, I know.
More than one bad one, but that's okay.
No, really.
You know what?
The other ones were okay.
No, you're right. But he gets your main one, though.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. The best one I had, though, is sitting on this couch with me.
Ooh!
I'll give you that more. Y'all, when we start doing live shows on the road, he's bringing a keyboard and making me do voice lessons.
Live.
He's like, because you got to sound good.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not singing with you if you sound bad.
I still think Poodle one day should branch off and do a podcast about voice lessons.
I've already thought about it. I've already got content.
I just said it on the air, so now people are going to come at him.
It's not going to be voice lessons. It's going to be concepts of voice.
You know, I believe in you.
Can we bob on to Stephanie and Eric?
I started that way too high.
Yeah, you did.
A miracle.
All right. So
hold on.
Said I was lost, but now I'm free.
You know, I did not have that album that everyone had.
Cause I believe in you and me.
Yo, were you that little white gay boy who listened to the preacher's wife soundtrack?
Believe in me.
Can you imagine how many hours you listened to that?
Can't tell you. Cannot tell you. Can't tell you.
Yeah, that was because that's preacher's wife, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all, by the way, I've discovered a new singer, a country singer, actually. A black female country singer. Her name's Mickey Guyton. And she has a song that just dropped called Black Like Me. It's a country song.
Wow.
Talking about the black experience. Great song. Okay, actually, okay song. The lyrics are okay. The melody's good. However, her voice, her influences are Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston are her biggest influence. So it's really cool voice, really cool country sound.
How do you spell her last name?
Guyton. Highly recommend. Mickey
Guyton.
Whatever.
Again, y'all.
Guyton. We would say Guyton in Oklahoma.
No, it's Guyton.
Because it's like the city. Guyton.
Where is she from?
I don't know.
Like you said Guyton?
Guyton.
I don't know then. Guyton? Guyton?
Anyway, y'all, look her up.
All depends on where she's from.
All depends.
This is stimulating, right?
It is.
What are we talking about?
Where are we?
Hooting the Blowfish guy, Darius Rucker, did country albums.
Yeah, I think his voice sounds better.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Agree. He's really good friends with that guy whose wife was in the Father of the Bride movies. What's his name?
Brad Paisley. Boy, I just had to. I like it how your frame of reference for Brad Paisley was Kimberly Stewart. we had to get through. We had to get through. These were the things we had to get through. Kimberly Stewart to Steve Martin to Father of the Bride.
Yep. That's where I went.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Great. There you go. Anyway, shall we move on to Stephanie and Erica?
Stephanie and Erica.
The first same-sex couple, you guys. So we have high hopes for them. To be honest, from the second episode, everyone knew this was a sinking ship.
It was. I will. Sean Robinson did ask good all the questions. Everything I wanted to know,
yeah.
Sean Robinson asked on this. She actually did for the most part, except for people talking over each other.
Yeah. This story was a little more clear.
It was. So they're still broken up, clearly. Erica apparently tried to reach out to Stephanie, and they tried to navigate a friendship. I don't think
that
that's
didn't
working
work.
Out.
No.
Did
you see Erica's closet? Can you imagine what a wonderland Erica's closet is?
If you want to have banana earrings, simply look around and find them.
Polka dots in your ass and hymen.
Want a purple butt plug? Well, you can try them.
Y'all, that closet is nuts.
I loved it.
It looks like it's something from outer space. I love it.
She's fun.
So
she asked Erica what led to the breakup, and she was like,
The bowl throwing,
and that was the spiraling.
I will say that was the scariest moment
It was a switch.
Yeah.
It was definitely like a what? Huh? Like beyond.
And I've thought about this for a while, and I'm trying to think why Stephanie was so triggered by this. Is that Stephanie, when she can't control every aspect of her relationship or something like that, like she doesn't know exactly who she's dealing with, loses her fucking shit. In the same way,
she does.
She's not who she appears to be because she's carefully curating her image.
She is. You know, agreed. Stephanie did bring up a good point, and I thought I can actually see this in that I think Erica's a lovely person. I think I do think Stephanie was telling the truth when she said Erica didn't really ask anything about me.
I get that.
I think that that probably happened, but instead of Stephanie, who is so desperate for attention and desperate for affection, really.
To the point that she's hated by the whole universe.
She has to internalize that, though. Yep. It's like she doesn't want to be with me. Instead of just saying, hey, can I tell you about my life? Can we ask some questions here?
I think, too, one of the reasons that Stephanie just was kind of shocked that Erica didn't know a lot about her is she said, I just thought she'd watch my videos. And that was like, I'm like, everything about your relationship is now explained.
Yeah,
because I'm a celebrity. You must have found out everything about me. I'm a celebrity meeting a regular person.
I think that's odd. Like, my partner doesn't watch or listen to anything we do, and nor do I expect him to. That's like, to me, it's...
But I think
why
Stephanie
would she expect
just,
that?
Because I think Erica started off as a fan.
Oh.
I think.
Because they connected through that.
So she basically started a relationship with one of her fans.
This is a moral to your story, Poodle. This is why you can't go down that
road. I don't want to start a relationship. I just want to fuck them.
Nope. Nope.
And if then they have money, I want to kill them off.
Nope. If you're a male senior sissy, keep it to yourself. That's a warning from Maddie.
Two words, prenup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On for me.
Wow. Wow.
And I hope you don't have any kids because I prefer them. You not have kids because the will gets easily contested that way.
This was a lot of he said, she said, or she said, rather. Erica saying that, or Stephanie saying that Erica's dating profile was fake, that she wasn't using it for business.
Yeah.
We don't know the answer. This could be true. This could be not.
Well, it's just like none of this. If they are both lying to each other about this, the communication is nothing.
It's like they're talking out of a broken car mirror when the tires have fallen off.
Right.
This is
a Southern expression.
But this is so not the underlying issue of trust, and just there was no trust because it was just both of them, especially Sam. It was just false.
So let's talk about the villains of this episode, Stephanie's friends.
So Jessica, Red Hood came out like a rose. Sensible.
Yeah, Jessica, who's Erica's friend.
Yes. So we see Jessica. We're like, oh, we're going to get Erica's friend. And said, now we're going to get Heather and Sanders.
Sanders. They came in hot, y'all, because we said both of them had been at like Hamburger Mary's, just sat in the car.
Both of their lips were already pursed.
Like a angry asshole.
Exactly. Sanders said, and I didn't get this, he said, if it was a different gender, then it wouldn't be a problem. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
This is when the segment went off the rails for me.
He follows us too on social media. If you're listening, Sanders, I love you, but we're coming for you.
I think this was edited poorly.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because it really just came. Maybe it showed different aspects of them, but all we saw from them was like aggro. We're going to defend our friend to the death.
Yeah. And Heather's like, you didn't do anything, but blah, blah, blah. You could have looked up her illness.
So Heather's father doesn't love her.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, Heather's dealing with some shit here.
Yeah. And Heather's kind of three sheets in the wind, y'all. She's in the bag.
She's drunk.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm working through this. This is why I can say these
holding
things.
Holding wine. And at one point, they're like, what's wrong with you? And she immediately makes it about her. And she was like,
I'm Italian.
I'm Italian.
This is how we explain ourselves.
I've been quarantined for 4 weeks and I'm so Italian. I just need a dick in my vagina. I need to go to fucking.
She wasn't Italian, but thank you for illustrating that.
I just wanted to make it clear.
She doesn't have an Italian accent.
Isn't it interesting, though, how I wonder if Stephanie and all of her friends are those friends who are all pretty self-absorbed, and all they do is validate each other's self-absorbedness. You know how you have those friends?
I agree with you. I don't think any of them see themselves as self-absorbed.
Oh, no.
But they're all enabling each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Each is there to back up the other one. You don't get a relationship that actually... But you know what? Who knows? I don't see Stephanie as someone who's easy to know.
No.
Yeah.
She's got a wall. She even talks later on about being Eastern European stock.
I think it's a nice, easy type of friendship. And you know what? They're probably very loyal to each other.
Yeah. And loyalty, that's something. In a friendship, that's something. Yeah.
It all went downhill here.
And if you didn't watch this tell-all, Sean said, can you see, Stephanie, how you blindsided Erica? And that's when Stephanie said, I made a video about, 2 months before I went saw her, about being celibate and my views on that. So she should have watched that. And that's when we were like, what?
Oh.
No, people don't find out about your life. Y'all, if you're upset because your partner didn't read something on your Instagram, get the fuck over yourself.
Yeah, you have the wrong
priorities. Get over yourself.
Priorities.
And tell them what's going on in your life. Don't expect them to just read about it on Instagram.
Yeah. If you read about it, you would care about me.
No. If they care about it, they'll listen to you talk about it, and they'll ask you questions about your life.
I think it's really interesting that we find out that Stephanie was an exotic dancer in Los Angeles for a little bit. And then both of us went, ding, ding, ding.
Something happened, y'all.
Something happened. This is some type of her intimacy issues. This is some kind of trauma from there. We don't know if it was sexual assault. We don't know if it was inappropriate work stuff.
Because a lot of people that we have met in our lives, and granted, we're not good friends with anyone who's a sex worker. We're not good friends with anyone who is a dancer.
It's a very, very dangerous environment.
It's a very dangerous environment. However, I thought the people I have come in contact with are pretty sex positive, actually,
yeah.
and very comfortable with themselves.
She's not.
Comfortable with their bodies.
Yeah.
She's not at all. Something
yep.
happened, and I hope that Erica could rewatch this and realize, Erica, you're not listening to our show, but if you are, I'm just telling you right now, none of this was about you, honey.
Nope.
Not a one single stitch. This has nothing to do with how you behaved
yep.
or who you are as a person. Consider it, you got out and
you
learned.
Consider yourself lucky.
And learn that you learned some things and you got out in a short amount of time.
Yeah. You got some good screen time. You got some
and
good air time.
Yeah, and you got a lot of Instagram followers
yeah.
who love you.
Yeah,
you got
that,
something
that
for
matters.
It. Anyway.
That was all
guess,
of that fairy tale.
And I guess Lisa and Erica are friends now because Lisa's like, Erica, I love you.
Yeah.
Baby girl's got you.
You're my baby girl. So, just to be clear, we are... we're four couples down. We're 0-4, you guys, for this season. Just to be clear. Fuck.
Yeah.
And we're about to be 0-5.
We're about to be 0-5.
Gotta stay strong.
But we're going to say on that note, y'all, we teased you because we didn't know this was all going to be so long. And we've already talked at great lengths to this. So I think probably for what we're going to do for the next episode, since we're going to
continue. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
The Darcy and Tom start. We're not going to do what 90 Day Fiancé and cock tease you into what's happening today. So we're going to end this episode now. And then our next episode, we'll jump into Darcy and Tom and finish out the rest.
It's
of the
a long tell all, y'all. Like,
so
tell all part one.
We just wanted to remind y'all that with the other ways coming out too this week, and yes, we're going to recap it. Y'all, this is so much.
It's a lot.
But we're happy about that. So we're doing the best we can. We'll get him out as soon as we can. Poodle's got a cam. Poodle has got to cam, or Maddie is not a sane man. You can put that on a mug.
I'm better when I'm camming.
Yeah, you can put that on a mug. We don't remind you can go to 90
Maybe
Day.
Maybe I'll try to be... Maybe I'll try to make money off of it after all this.
Polecat 77 or whatever.
Piano Cat 77.
Piano Cat 77.
I mean 97.
Yeah. If you see his name out there, give him some money. Don't donate to
give
his,
me some hearts.
Donate to his Chatterbait account. He needs it.
Chatterbait!
He needs it.
When I started OnlyFans, you'll know.
You'll know. And y'all, go to 90daygays.com. You can find out everything about that. We're going to, I think, we'll probably... We're going to save our sissy shout outs for the next episode.
Yep,
we'll
definitely.
Do it within, because it's all kind of part of one and two. And also, I need to look and see because apparently we fucked up and did
yeah,
the wrong
people
again. So that'll be covered. Go.
Sorry, y'all. We try.
We're trying. Hey, we raised, do you know how much? I raised almost $200 on Cameo for the NAACP Empowerment Fund.
I think I raised 175.
That's great. Yeah, it was
yeah.
like $180 I raised. So
yeah.
almost $400 we raised, and that's because
yeah.
of y'all, because y'all came at us on June 5th and 6th.
So that's $400 the NAACP for 2 days, you guys.
2 days. So thank y'all very much. I just donated that money today. If you want the receipt,
I'll send it to you. I fucking performed like a motherfucker.
You did.
I was in a towel. I was in wigs. I sang Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was in a Wonder Woman dress doing the can. It was artistic. Anyway, y'all, come at us on Cameo. We're having a good time. As
we're having
says.
A good time.
All the links are below. We want to remind you the 90 Day Gays newsletter once a month. That's where you get hot tea. You get Poodle's proclamations. Maddie's musing.
You're up for this month.
That's in the show notes. You can be sure to get that. Come and send the Sissy Squad and anything else. We're almost at 2,000 reviews.
You know what that means? We do a live show. Oh, wait. It's COVID.
You know what?
We will do a live show, y'all, as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, it made
Trust
us sad,
us.
Y'all, because on the calendar this Saturday
said a live show
was when we planned our first live show.
That did make us sad.
It did make us sad. We were excited, but that's okay.
We're thinking of ways to make our live shows really amazing for you guys.
We are. So it's just more time for us to do it and for us to work on that musical episode.
I want to slam your head into concrete.
But if you want to slam your partner's head into concrete... You might be a lonely heart. And Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you decide to get wine drunk at Hamburger Mary's with your best gay friend and come hot in for everyone on a fucking tell-all on a Zoom.
Call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.